The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
There are lots of concerns about privacy out there, right? You hear about it regarding everything, including, privacy from Russian bots, right? But how about privacy in schools, safety in schools? Shouldn't that be a concern? It is a concern for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And there is an incredible case. I mean, it's just an amazing case that exposes some of the profound bigotry of the left. The headline over at Think Progress says, trans-inclusive Pennsylvania school wins quick court victory against hate group. Which hate group? Well, let me welcome to the show Christiana Holcomb, who's been doing some heroic work here for Alliance Defending Freedom. And she is a legal counsel for the ADF. And Christiana, what hate group do you think Progress had in mind?
Well, I think they had in mind one of the nation's most respected Supreme Court advocates, the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Right. And Christiana Holcomb. What was it that you were doing? Because I know you were representing a client who's also on the line with us. Tell us a little bit of the story, Christiana. And let me also welcome Alexis Nightcap, who is the client here.
Absolutely. Well, we were at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals advocating for student privacy. Schools have a duty to protect the privacy, the safety, and the dignity of every student entrusted to their care, not just catering to the needs of a few. But unfortunately, a school district in Pennsylvania really failed in its obligations and enacted a policy that allowed boys into girls' locker rooms and shower areas and girls into boys' locker rooms and shower areas. And that's just not okay. That violates these students' right to privacy. So we took that matter to federal court.
Okay, this case started because of an experience, Alexis, you had. And Alexis, you were telling something about your own story. You're a former foster child. You're doing much better now. What year are you in high school?
Yeah. I'm actually in my senior year of high school currently.
And so how did this case start? How did this start for you, Alexis?
One day when I walked into the bathroom, I noticed that there was a male in the bathroom, and my body and my mind just went into complete shock. So my immediate reaction was just to run out, which I did. I went to report it to my grade level principal, and he told me that there was a policy that allowed for girls to go in the guys' bathrooms and guys to go in the girls' bathrooms. And to me, I was just very confused, you know, because I've always been taught boys go into boys' bathrooms, girls go into girls' bathrooms. It's common sense, you know.
Let me ask you a question, if I can, Alexis. Sorry to cut you off, but
yeah.
you said you saw a man in the bathroom with you. How do you know it was a man?
I knew it was a man because I've been going to that school since fourth grade. You know, I've grown up with these people.
Okay, so this is someone who had always identified as a boy, a student,
yeah.
Student, not an adult. Had he recently transitioned, as they say? Was it someone who now identified as female?
To be honest, it was, yeah. So to me, how I understand it is that they were in the transition process. I don't really know. All I know was there was a male in the bathroom.
and so what, Christiana, did the court disagree with that? Did they agree that there was a male in the bathroom?
Unfortunately, they did not. The court yesterday appeared to be very confused about what the definition of biological sex is. In fact, they grilled Alliance Defending Freedom Allied Attorney Randy Wenger about, well, we don't know how to define sex. Why don't you use the terms transgender boy or transgender girl? It was just a very sad commentary on the state of affairs. But look, the Supreme Court has already spoken, and the real biological and anatomical differences between guys and girls are the very reason we even have separate locker rooms and shower areas. So it's a very disappointing decision.
Okay. So let me understand. Alexis, you said you felt really uncomfortable, and you felt your body and your very soul kind shutting down by the prospect of having a male in this bathroom. What was it about that you found most disturbing, given your own personal history and circumstances?
The thing I found most disturbing about the whole situation was just completely being out of the know. I walked in expecting to see people of the same sex in a bathroom. However, that was not the case. And my immediate reaction was just to leave. I knew this wasn't a place where I belonged at the moment, and so I just felt like I needed to go report this to the people who are supposed to protect my privacy, safety, and dignity. And that didn't happen because they didn't listen.
Yeah. By the way, in your school, Alexis, doesn't the policy also include access to males to female shower rooms?
To be honest, I really don't. I still have yet to see a policy. I haven't gotten any policies, so I really don't know what the policy fully entails. I only know what my principal told me, which was that girls are allowed to be in guys' bathrooms and guys are allowed to be in the girls' restrooms. So that's basically all I know about it.
Christiana, I think you made a very important point elsewhere, and I'm sure you made it in court as well, as this case is going to continue, which is that everything is done in the name of protecting the interests of transgendered students. But students like Alexis, again, who comes from a foster home background, who's African-American, who has really overcome a lot in her own life, she deserves protection too, doesn't she?
Absolutely. Schools should be crafting policies that protect every student entrusted to their care. And that's really all we're asking Boyertown High School to do in this case. We want them to craft a policy that will protect the privacy of every single student at that school. And if there are some students that feel uncomfortable using the restrooms or the locker rooms of their biological sex, then the school should make accommodations and compassionate accommodations for those students. But what they can't do is infringe on the privacy of young women like Alexis and ignore their voice.
In other words, far from being some kind of hate group, you would be very glad to show, quote, love to transgendered students by providing a all-sex bathroom or something of that nature, a third choice beyond the normal, quote, binary between male and female, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we're in this for all students. We want to ensure that every single student at that school is protected and their privacy and dignity are upheld. So, but what they can't do, again, is infringe on the privacy rights of the vast majority while trying to accommodate the needs of a few.
Okay, we are going to come back with Alexis Nightcap, who is the client here, and her outstanding attorney, Christiana Holcomb, both with and affiliated with the Alliance Defending Freedom, which has helped with this case. We're speaking with an attorney, a legal counsel to Alliance Defending Freedom. Her name is Christiana Holcomb, and her client, who's quite an extraordinary high school senior named Alexis Nightcap, who are involved with this case. Okay, what happens next after this first adverse court decision that basically said that Alexis had no right to expect that when she went to the bathroom, there wouldn't be males in the bathroom with her? Where do we go from here, Christiana?
Well, yesterday was a big day at the appellate court. We heard oral arguments on both sides. Unfortunately, the court did go ahead and rule against student privacy, which is a deeply disappointing decision. But obviously, our fight for student privacy does not stop there. We're currently evaluating all of our legal options, but most likely we will ask a full panel of that Court of Appeals to rehear the case and give them a second opportunity to affirm the right of every student to have privacy in their high school locker rooms and shower areas. So stay tuned.
We most certainly will. What does the other side say? And of course, you've been exposed to it a great deal about the idea that what do they say? Why is it not acceptable to offer a third choice of a an all sex or a gender neutral bathroom? Why wouldn't that be good enough to satisfy students like the one who showed up in the women's room and upset Alexis so much?
Yeah. Unfortunately, what they're seeking is affirmation of their gender identity. So for the biological boy who identifies as a girl, he seems to think that he can be affirmed in that identity by using the girl's spaces. But like, that isn't okay. You're violating the privacy of these young women who are changing for gym, who are showering, using the restroom, attending to the very intimate needs of their body. And they should be free to do so without having a male present. That is their freedom, as the Supreme Court has affirmed over and over again under the right to privacy.
Alexis, what's next for you? You're a senior, so you're graduating soon. What are your plans other than pursuing this case?
My next plans is I'm going to actually be going off to university and, you know, starting my new life into my new career that I'm going to pursue.
And what career do you have in mind?
I am going for criminal justice.
Oh, good for you. So maybe at some point you could use your legal talent and your talents as an advocate with Alliance Defending Freedom. Let me mention, by the way, this is a terrific organization and people need to get involved with it. There's information about this case and about both Christiana and Alexis. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. And I hope people will go there and will click on the banner for the ADF or the Alliance Defending Freedom. Christiana, the Supreme Court of the United States has affirmed that there are real and significant differences between males and females and that there is a biological basis for those differences. Isn't that right now the law of the land?
That's exactly right. Both the Supreme Court and Congress, when it enacted federal law, affirmed that there is a biological difference between men and women.
Thank goodness.
And so that's really the basis for our right to privacy and the reason we have these separate privacy facilities.
Yeah. Again, I remember years and years ago, a friend of mine named Wendy Shalit, who's gone on to become quite a distinguished author and a mother of many children. But Wendy at Williams College was not allowed to go to a single sex bathroom. And it seemed like a joke at the time. But this is now appears to be a mania of the American left. Are there other cases like this, Christiana, that you know of that are percolating around the country?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been really disheartening to see. But the issue related to student privacy is not limited just to the school context. We're starting to see this ideology permeate some of our other public institutions. You've seen what happened with the Target incident, for example, and opening up locker rooms and dressing areas to members of the opposite sex. So this is an issue that matters to every single American. Your privacy is impacted by this ideology.
And
it's really important that
you're entirely correct. It's crucial. And that's why people should go to the website, michaelmedved.com, click on information about this case and others from Alliance Defending Freedom. Christiana and Alexis, thanks for your time.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.